traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Down, George. You're out of control.
Shut the f*** up, Clyde!
Josh, I'm
skinny, butt-munching
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Impulsive.
Hold on a second. Just thought that was my thing.
Okay.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Thank you to everyone who is subscribed wherever you listen to podcasts, whether it's YouTube, iTunes, Spotify. We do audio versions only with the guest after the visual element. So again, Spotify and iTunes, you want to listen to us. It's a big deal. And we're very excited, guys. This podcast has been going amazing. We've been seeing all your feedback in the comments, and I want to say we love it. We read the comments. We like, for example, we know you didn't like Mike at first.
Yep.
But he's growing on you.
So I'm leaving.
No, you're not leaving. Growing on them. That's because you're funny and you're like a real life potato.
I'm a potato man.
And we love you for that, Mike.
We do.
We know you guys notice Mike on his phone a lot. Just know he's looking up information
and sending nudes.
And sending nudes.
And texting Riley Reed. What?
My favorite comments, I just want to say, are the ones that are like, you know, normally I hate Logan Paul, but this isn't bad. Or the ones that are like, now this is the Logan I like to see. Yeah.
There we go.
It's so cool.
We go.
It makes me feel good about myself. Yeah, the ones where you guys are telling me like I'm losing my abs, you don't have to comment those anymore. But
it's so true though.
It really is.
Yeah,
huh?
You got a beer belly now.
I know.
You going vegan anytime again soon?
We'll stick with that.
There we go.
I'll
take it.
No more words from me, except these next ones. We have a very special guest today. Guys, this man is a staple of my childhood. He actually invented the hot air balloon and Heelys. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Josh Peck from the hit TV show, The Amanda Show.
Thank you so much.
What an intro.
Yo, Josh. Thank you for coming on Impulsive, dog.
Thank you for having me.
Of course, bro.
This feels incredible.
So it
is incredible.
And thank you for wearing your Heelys.
Of course, man.
I know you guys can't see them, but they're incredible.
Yeah, Mike's wearing Josh's Heelys that he invented.
Do you make Heelys for men on horses by any chance?
Do I make Heelys for men in general?
I'm sorry. Can you want to just take it?
I'm cutting that.
Yeah, fucking take it.
No, right? Literally, bro, don't even bring him up. I hate that thing.
Okay. What do you got against Pete?
Yeah, what's your problem with Pete?
Fuck all of you. Josh. Hey. Josh and I go back. We go way back.
Indeed.
But it's been a minute since we've hung out, dude. How are things?
They're great.
You have a wife?
Not only a wife, but a spawn baby child on the way.
A spawn baby child.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Holy shit.
Someone wanted to procreate with me.
That's amazing.
That's the best part of all of it.
I never thought that would happen.
Me either.
No, but when we found out you were coming on, my assistant was very, very happy, dude. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. Like, I'm so happy to meet you.
You represent so much for all of us, including the audience of the podcast. And now you're a real life adult person.
I'm a real life adult person. And yet, like, because Drake and Josh will be on reruns forever, I think it's weird for people to not see me as 17.
Nah, but wait.
Are you still 17?
Now? 17 and like 900 months.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. No, that's dope.
Yeah.
Your wife's name is Paige.
Yes.
And
look at you, research.
Wow. Oh, bro.
Okay.
Oh, you have no idea.
We've been diving in.
I am going to dive into Josh Peck today.
Please.
Your wife's name is Paige. You guys have a house?
Apartment.
It's not the Drake and Josh house. David made a video about, didn't he bring you to the Drake and Josh house?
Yes.
That was actually, I think, in Encino.
Not far.
From here, right?
Yes. Don't try to find Logan's address.
Yeah, please.
Please.
I have security.
No more of that.
We'll tackle you.
We beg you. I don't know where the fuck to look.
Anywhere. Bro.
Andre is your camera.
Oh, good. Hey, Andre.
Or just at us.
It's the beautiful Jordanian kid.
You just look at us.
Gorgeous.
So that house was actually up for $1.85 million. Did you know no one bought the Drake and Josh house?
Oh, word?
Yeah, like, no.
That's kind of whack.
No one,
Why would you not want to buy that house?
Because it wasn't the actual set. Correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah, but when y'all shot Drake and Josh, it wasn't in the house.
No, it was just the exterior. But I feel like someone bought the land and bulldozed that house.
That is what happened. Wow. Right? There was some sort of remodel.
That's what I heard as well.
So, yo, you've had quite the extensive career, traditional media, digital media now, and you're on YouTube, yeah? You make YouTube content regularly.
Yeah, and I make the videos.
So did you see the YouTube rerun?
I did see it.
What do you think, bro?
Man, I feel like it's getting crushed.
Yeah. It's not just crushed.
Or is it crushing itself, would you say?
I don't know. Is it a new question?
Okay.
Bringing it around.
Bring it around.
Is it a thankless thing? Like, could they have never done it well?
Ooh. Mm. Was it ever good? Was 2017 fire? I didn't watch it.
They've made some really good ones, man.
Were they just better because you were in them? Or?
No, I've only been in one. But this one, this year's, I don't know if you guys know, has the second most dislikes of any.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
YouTube video ever at 7 million dislikes and only 2 million likes, which is crazy. I think they just got a little political with it and made it less about YouTube as like the platform. For example, like some of the biggest events in YouTube weren't even in the video. Look at this. Okay, so I bring this scene up in particular because you know how I had that boxing match with KSI?
Yes.
Did you watch it, by the way?
I watched pieces. I'm not giving you fucking $30 pay-per-view.
You son of a bitch!
I've seen this house. You're fucking rich,
Logan. You son of a bitch!
You don't need my
Josh, thought. It was $9, Josh.
All right, $9. What do you want? Anyway, much respect because
you
fucking sold the shit out of that fight. And
thank you.
You can fight.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah,
I tried.
I wouldn't try you.
It was one of the biggest events in YouTube history.
Yes.
And in the YouTube rewind. So check it out. There's this one scene, this cartoon scene. Okay, check it out right here. Did you see that 1 second clip?
Yes.
Okay. This is my only cameo. This is my only cameo in YouTube rewind. Me and KSI were not in it. Your friend David was not in it.
Crazy.
PewDiePie was not in it. Crazy. Were you in it?
Nah, son.
We were not in it. Check it out. I don't know if I can zoom in here, but this little tide. See this little trophy on the wall here?
Do I have a close-up?
Oh, right.
Do you see this trophy?
Because you drew.
I had a draw, and this little fucking trophy that says tied with a boxing glove.
Oh, and you got Maverick
next to
it.
I was just going to say that. Did you see that?
And they put I just noticed this right now. They put Maverick on here. This is unreal.
That's weird.
Like, it's like some Alice.
It's almost Wonderland. Worse.
It's like, come on.
It's
the best I could do.
That hurts.
And YouTube, what's good? You know I love you. I'm not trying to bite the hand that feeds me, but ow. That's fucking good.
YouTube, I'm not throwing any shade. I'm trying to hold the hand that feeds me.
No,
thank you so much for everything, YouTube. So, and all of you out there.
Josh, I love you.
Wait. Let me ask you about the draw.
Okay.
I'm sure you've talked about it. Is it like kissing your sister? Like, is it worse than losing?
It is.
Wait, what? The kissing your sister?
What's up with that?
Yeah, what's worse than
just here's the thing.
Yeah,
I don't have a sister, but if I did, no. Jesus Christ!
This sounds like another Riley Reid moment. Coming
I can't
up
wait
here.
To see that. Did she talk about that?
Well, they do a lot of sister and brother
off camera. Yeah. I asked her if she ever is hooked up with her brother. She said no. She looked at me weird, like I was the weird one. Yeah. I was like,
You are the weird one in that scenario.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Yeah,
no. Have you seen how many stepbrothers she's hooked up with on the internet?
Hundreds.
How many stepbrothers can a girl have?
Hundreds.
They're all her real stepbrothers, by the way.
Obviously. Yeah, sure.
No, Riley, we love you. but the draw, it sucks, man. I'm not going to lie. For me, I think.
Was it like, is it, since he doesn't have a sister, is it like making out with Jake? Is that the equivalent?
Is that cool?
Sure.
Okay.
Yes.
Josh, it sucks.
Yes.
Making out with Jake or the draw?
Both.
Oh, okay.
And not from experience. Fuck, this podcast sucks. Welcome to Impulsive. Like and subscribe. But you are now, you're an actor.
Yes.
But you're also a digital star now.
Mm.
So, and you hang out with David, a lot.
A lot.
David Dobrik.
Yeah, he's
what's
my
that,
buddy.
What's that relationship like?
It's great. It was born out of me randomly getting invited over to his house once by our friend Jason Nash.
Love Jason, by the way.
Vine star, yep. Brilliant actor. Yep. And it was random because I got like 2 missed calls from him a year and a half ago. And I'm like, call him back sometime soon.
Yep.
But I called him back that night and he had randomly been on an episode of Drake and Josh as like a small bit character.
Wait, Jason?
Yes. And I had no idea.
What character?
He played like a waiter in a scene.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
And I
that
guess
that makes me so happy.
Yeah. And he told David that, who lost his mind because he's like a young child human who loved Drake and Josh.
Yep.
And so he was like, well, would Josh ever be into doing something? And he was like, well, let me call him. He's like, no, don't call him. He's like, no, I'll just call him and it might happen. And I was there the next day and the rest is history.
And y'all are tight now.
Like, yeah, we're boys.
What's it like over there? Is it as crazy as it seems?
No.
Is it always just laughter and
this
calamity?
This seems crazier here.
Okay.
Little bit.
Nah, it is, bro. But like, we just don't show it because we can't anymore.
Yeah, we're censored.
But nah, we're gonna get back into like.
Are you?
Yeah.
Josh, we just got an STD test last week. Probably didn't see it, but we did a vlog where we got an STD test together, and it was just real. You know, it's real. It's who we are. You know, it's who he is. But,
what were the results?
Great.
Everyone,
I think I got a 97 on it.
I don't think it's. I don't know.
I'm being quite honest with you. We haven't gotten them back yet.
But I'm assuming
you haven't. Okay, that's good.
Is it?
STD test, I think it's pretty unanimous that as long as the doctor doesn't call.
Oh, yeah. No news is good news, is what they say.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Speaking of calling, by the way, really quick, how's David Dobrik with his phone? Does he respond to pretty much everyone when you text him?
Why? So we got some thing we want to settle right now.
Oh shit.
How do I start this?
I'm in the middle of something.
No.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready. You absolutely are in the middle.
You're in the middle.
Oh boy.
Literally. Yep.
Starting off the Impulsive Podcast, which by the way, number one podcast in the world.
Is it the number one podcast
of all time?
These are facts.
Bigger than Joe Rogan.
Way bigger.
Joe Rogan really? Is actually starting millions a podcast in the basement of Impulsive. He's moving his show below us.
Really?
In the wine cellar.
In the wine cellar.
So that's a fact. But anyways, I texted David Dobrik.
Mm.
Who, by the way, is a good friend of mine. I go way back with David. He did the movie that I wrote. And we've made, I think we've made content together. We've done stuff together. Like I've hung out with David. Mm. I consider myself tight with David. Send him a text. Yo, David, you want to come on Impulsive and talk about like dicks and shit? Just, to, you know, a little icebreaker. Like we don't have to talk about dicks and shit.
It probably will.
Sure. But who knows? No response. Next day, and by the way, David's never not responded. He hit me up about the fight, everything. It's always back and forth, always nice, positive.
Sure.
Next day, I heart the same message because I don't want to double text. What am I, a bitch? No. Yeah. So I heart it, but he gets a notification.
Mm.
So still, no response. So then, about 3 days later, Mike.
That's me.
Gets a call.
Yeah.
Why don't you take over, Mike?
Yeah, so I got this is a text message, you know. Actually, I think it was an email first. David would like to text you. You know, no last name. And I was like, I think I know what this is. And I got a text message. And I said to Logan, I just got a text message from David Dobrik regarding a brand partnership.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I go, yo, that's interesting. How about you don't make that brand partnership happen unless he responds to my text about being unimpulsive?
Wow. A little bit of resentment here.
Not resentment. I just like, yo, what's good?
Resentful.
It's just like, yo, I just like, I don't like being ignored. Even me, dude, I make it a point to respond to most people.
With one word. He either says, I or fuck you.
But at least those
are the 2 responses.
Now, Mike gets on the phone with David.
This is going deep. Okay.
This is deep.
Let's get in.
And
I love this.
And Mike goes
straight high school.
Okay, I'm ready. It is high school.
So then Mike goes, Dave, I'm ready.
And I hearted it. I just want to get to the bottom of this.
Son of a bitch.
I need David's love back.
He loves you.
Well, sure we love him.
Well, because Mike calls.
And I said, hey, Dave, listen, like, Logan's telling me to put a ixnay on this thing until you talk to him. And I'm like, between you and not.
He doesn't even have to come on the podcast. I just
Mike's
want to
like,
respond.
I'm holding Love Sack hostage.
No.
So I said, you fucking text back.
I said, between you and I, I'm going to do the deal with you anyways. But like, I'm sorry.
Fuck you, man.
But yo, like, what's going on, bro? Like, why don't you hit LP back, bro? He loves you, dude. Like, he wants to hear from you. And then it started. You know, my phone might have been broken in the mudslide when it fell down the hill.
So then David sent Mike a screenshot of having never received my text, but had the previous conversation above it. So then I show Mike my screenshot of, clearly my messages were delivered. And then we reached a conclusion.
Shoot him. No, we said shoot him another text.
Oh, yeah.
Which
I did. This time it just said dicks. Strictly dicks.
No response.
Maybe that's why. Maybe he doesn't want to talk about dicks.
Fair enough.
Should I text him something else?
Text him one word right
this
now.
This moment.
Maybe something.
Josh, you're his friend. What should I text David Dobrik?
I don't even want him on the podcast.
I do.
But I just want a response.
Why don't you
hit a picture? Selfie.
Why don't you be honest? Let go of your ego right now. Get a little vulnerable. Put some skin in the game and say, hey, wondering where you're at, boo.
Ooh,
miss you in a big way.
Hey, wondering where you're at, boo.
Miss you in a big way. Type that.
Miss you in a big way.
Okay, what else?
Really hoping to chop it up.
Really hoping to chop it up.
Audio style with you.
Audio style with you.
In the near future.
In the near future.
Comrade.
Josh, you're amazing.
Is there a sign off or is that it?
No, that's
XOXO.
I think it's good.
Love you.
No. Love you.
There we go.
The text has been sent.
All right.
And by the way, it's delivered. Like, I'm telling the truth.
Do you see the delivery?
Right.
Can you confirm that? Mr. Peck?
Yes.
If he gets back, I'm going to.
This is gonna
I might
be
leave.
Here's the thing. One thing that I found to be true is what's incredible is people like you and David and like so successful. So ambitious, so smart, so young. And so even I sometimes don't get a text back because things happen and people get busy, but I'm never surprised because I go, he's 22 and I'm sure I'll hear from him tomorrow.
Yes.
Right.
But then the weird, like, oh, the messages never came through. And like, they clearly did.
No,
maybe they didn't.
Maybe girl, I believe in you.
Thanks.
And I believe in David Dobrik. Yeah, and same. I think that marriage, him here. What a fucking podcast.
Wow. What a fucking podcast.
I mean.
By the way, that's fucking happening. That's going to happen.
I can see it now. That's amazing.
I'm not upset to be your, seconds.
Mediator.
Your David second.
Absolutely. Absolutely not. No, and by the way, I didn't bring you on here to talk about that. I have real things I want to talk about.
Okay.
But that, I was just talking about like YouTube community and crew. And by the way, your friend Karina also doesn't like me a lot. Just
Karina?
Karina. Yo, Karina, it's all love for me. It's all love for me.
Logan's trying to squash all beef.
Yeah.
That's really what
2019 is the year
like
of squashing
that.
Beef. I'm making sure that's happened. We started with PewDiePie. We're moving on to some other members. But in 2019, Logan Paul will be synonymous with friendship, love, relationship building,
compassion,
and squeaky clean brand partnerships.
So, which we're looking for, by the way, if anyone wants to sponsor Pulsive.
Yeah, great. Who are these, Mike? Sure, we're available. Sure, would like to work with you.
So Josh,
what about Heelys?
Heelys, great. We're looking for Tamagotchi, if you'd like to sponsor this.
Great product.
Throwback. Excellent.
Gigapets and LA Gear light up shoes.
You're bringing so much beauty back.
God.
Especially for me, because by the way, I'm about your age.
Okay.
And so I gotta preface this really quick, and I feel fucking terrible saying this.
Oh boy. Okay.
I didn't watch Drake and Josh. I was too old for it.
You're allowed.
Here's my question.
That hurts to hear.
I know you, Josh, and I know Drake mostly for his rap songs. How did you guys sell this relationship as brothers between Josh and Drake when he's clearly African-American?
No, half African-American.
African-American.
Jewish, like myself.
Would you say that show was what launched Aubrey Drake Graham's career to, you know, this rap superstardom?
I don't want to take credit, but what I'll say is that we both grew up young, young teenage guys in Canada.
Yes.
All right. Different Drake. Drake Bell is the one that was on the show with Josh.
Right.
Not Drake the rapper.
And not the rapper.
Take a shot for me, like all those songs. You don't know. That was not the same guy.
Different guy.
Different guy.
Views from the six.
Different guy, yeah.
No.
No.
But we appreciate you, Mike. Thank you guys for watching Impulsive. Thanks, we will see you next week.
Take care.
Does something feel slightly better now that he's
yeah.
Something's great about this atmosphere right now.
Very yeah. nice.
I'll mm-hmm. totally sit the...
Drake and Josh, on the show, his name was Drake Bell.
No, that's his. Well, that's his name in real life.
Well, yours was Josh Nichols.
His name was Drake Parker on the show.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Why did they change your names?
Well, we got to keep our first name, which was dope.
Yeah, that's, if
I had to spend the rest of my life with like people, you know, being like Screech.
Be yeah, like, oh, dude.
No hate on Screech. Much love, Dustin Diamond. But like, so it was nice that we were our first names, but I guess they can't, like, I'm sure for some legal reason they can't, they can't give us our, you know, allow us to have our full name. And
like,
we were characters.
Like Victorious, Victoria Justice is close.
True.
But interesting.
Right?
Yo, what's the Nickelodeon machine like?
Mm. It's, you know, it's changed so much since like when we were there, because we were, I'm sort of proud of the fact, like, I feel like we were the last of the, like, all that Kenan and Kel, yeah. Amanda yeah. show. So back then, you know, there was no social media. It wasn't like we got these kids young and then we're going to make them pop stars and superstars and build this huge thing. It was just kind of like, yeah, kid, like, you're great. Come do your job. And that's it.
I feel like that is so much healthier than the Disney
right?
machine.
Mm. In what way?
Just because, like, yo, my not to throw Disney under the bus, but like my brother was on a Disney show, mm. and like I went, and it's a machine.
Sure,
you wake up, you go do the work for X hours each day. You're with an acting coach, a singing coach, a dialect coach. You do script and table. It's like it is a machine. And these kids are bred to be winners and champions and superstars.
Right.
And we've seen with a lot of the Disney stars that does happen. But there sometimes is like a period where they go in their crazy phase.
Right.
But I've noticed Nickelodeon stars don't really go through that. That's why I'm wondering, does it feel like you're, I don't know, for lack of better words, a slave to the system?
I think, you know, it's funny because it actually sounds like they're going back to the way it was. Like in the 40s and 50s, a major movie studio would just buy you and be like, we're going to pay you, Logan, monthly or yearly, and you're going to act in two of our movies and one of our TV shows, and we're going to tour you around doing like some sort of act. And so then they kind of got away from that. And I think I've been lucky where I definitely had my like moments of being a total cliche child actor, sowing my wild oats, being an idiot at the club. But it was before camera phones or like they were like the shitty Nokia ones.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
Lucky you.
Like, and it was 18, 19, you know, just being a knucklehead. And then I cleaned it up quick enough because my mom wasn't having it. And it was just like, I got to spread my wings. Okay, I'm done.
Yeah.
And so that was it. But
did you cut it off then?
Yeah, I mean, I just
really,
I was lucky enough to sort of get hip to the fact that like it's not sustainable, and I would hate to diminish all the things that I've worked so hard for by being like that guy on TMZ.
You don't want
to
be Johnny Depp, is what you're saying.
Oh, I would love to. I would happily be a hot mess if I could be Johnny Depp.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, let's get real.
I was going to hold this off till later, but I'm just going to say it. You look sexy as hell.
Amazing.
So do you, my friend.
Amazing. I mean, you just like, from watching you growing up to now being the sexy beast, like, do you have a lot of people following you that were around that same boat? Are you turning other people into sexy beasts as well?
First of all, I don't know if it's the merch, but it's bouncing off your beautiful blue eyes. And
it is the merch.
It is the merch.
I would suspect it's the merch.
LoganPaul.com/shop.
No,
what
you know,
Spencer's saying is, was there a point where you were like, I'm sexy as fuck?
Damn. I don't... Yo, the truth is growing up chubby for me was really challenging. And then having my chubby years on, and let's be honest, I was not chubby. I was very overweight. Having them on reruns on television, your awkward teenage years forever, was tough. And and then I remember I got healthy, and I, like, from 17 to 19, I lost like 100 pounds.
Good for you,
whoa,
man. That's awesome.
Thanks.
That's awesome.
But it's, you know, it's a transition. And it, even now at 32, there are times when I look in the mirror and I'm like, who do you think you are?
Why?
No, like,
who do you think you are?
Because like,
who do you think you are?
What's the answer?
Well, how do you answer that?
There'll be moments where I'll be like, yeah, you do look I. And then I'll be like, you're just 17-year-old Josh.
He's like, no,
I'm ordering chicken nuggets with his Big Mac.
No, but he was dope. He was dope. We all fell in love with that Josh.
Totally. And the craziest and not to be like too mushy, but like, because I was mushy, but like the fact that like there have been a number of people who say watching your weight loss journey so publicly motivated me to try to get healthy. And that's unbelievable, because like we all like, because I remember being 17 and seeing people like working out or whatever, and that instigated me. But like back to what you were saying before, the weirdest thing, and I know Drake and I always share this, is that we've seen this show now like 10 years later go on and have this life and how people really love it. And for us, it's such a trip, because when we were doing it, there was no like, you know, super sexy energy around it. It was just kind of like a job, and a really awesome job.
So interesting,
but
dude.
We didn't realize that it would live on and that people would be like, this was my childhood.
Show has fucking legs, dude.
Right?
Became like a zeitgeist definition of an entire generation.
No, yeah.
It was zeitgeist. Like it became like part of people's lives.
Part of the lexicon.
The lexicon.
The epitome of a generation.
That's not the hardest word.
Yeah, that was a little, that was elementary.
I mean, it's okay.
And guys, thank you for watching. Also, Mike is leaving again.
Speaking of being chunky.
Yes, okay.
Wait. Mike is the Josh Peck of our crew. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. He's your age.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention,
I look like a little baby.
You were a chubby caterpillar too that grew into a beautiful butterfly?
Yes, he was.
Look at that fat fuck.
First of all, I would have taken that any day back in I mean, that's not bad at all.
This is 300 pound Mike.
So that's 300?
I was 284 pounds.
No,
and then I got down to 184 pounds through some cycling. And by the way, I loved Wendy's. There were days when I would do, sorry about the free brand shit. There were days when I would do Wendy's, McDonald's, Dutch's, and Taco Bell in one day. I called it the quadrecta.
Wait.
Wow.
Yeah.
Knowing that that's horrible.
Horrible.
Why you do that?
Well, I don't know why. Because at the time of me and Mr. Peck's peak fatness, it was actually marketed to us as the cool thing. There were no vegan lunches. There were no vegans. Vegans weren't, it didn't exist yet.
Maybe not where you were from, but you were here in LA, yeah?
Did they have vegans in LA then? And I don't think being heavy set was ever the cool thing.
No, but they marketed very heavy.
Yeah, and they still do. It's funny because like we all have our thing. Like my thing was there was a vending machine because I lived in like this big apartment complex. So they had like this little vending machine. And my wife loves this story because when I started really putting on the pounds, I was like 14, 15. And around 10:30 at night, I'd sneak into my mom's room, grab some change out of the
drawer.
Oh yeah, and I, you know, this is 280 pounds sneaking, so I was loud.
It's not sneaking.
No,
yeah,
she heard
stomping.
Me. She heard
it's
me.
Like a giant coming.
She had to act like she was asleep because she loved her son, and so I would sneak.
Oh my
out.
God, this is
vending machine. So then, you know, there's levels to this shit.
Yeah.
So
options.
First, you got the chips, right? Maybe I'm going to go with a Sun Chip. Maybe I'm going to go with a Dorito or a Rolled Gold. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Mm.
So then start with the chips course.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you got to make it down to the chocolate.
Sweet.
I'm talking Snickers. I'm talking Twix. I'm talking Kit Kat.
What's your favorite? Yep. What's your favorite? Or was your favorite?
It depends. I mean, like a peanut butter Kit Kat, or I'm sorry, a peanut butter Twix will change your life.
Yep. There's a serious science behind what young Josh was going to eat.
Yeah. And then gummy course. I'm talking like now and later, Skittle, perhaps.
Sour Patch Kids?
Sour Patch Kid, a Zower, even.
Ooh, love Zowers, by the way. Yep.
And then we gotta end this shit, right? Because I'm not crazy, with like a little cookie course. Like the mini grandmas.
Dessert, yeah.
The white, like the...
It sounds to me like if you cut out that routine alone, you would lose 100 pounds.
Right.
Yeah.
But that was me. And then I'd go home and watch Howard Stern. And knock
it. Now you're on it.
You're on the young Howard Stern.
Now you're on the new Howard Stern.
We've read some comments saying we're the young Howard Stern.
Yep.
Wow.
Which is
the prince of all media.
Think about it.
Think about it.
Fred and Robin.
Yep. So check us out.
It's our names.
Pete.
This girl.
Yes.
Mindy.
Looks like Logan's ex-girlfriend, kind of.
Mindy from Drake and Josh.
Yes. Allison.
Allison Scaliotti.
Uh-huh. I think so.
Do you know how I know that? Did a TV show with her.
Oh, damn.
Did a TV show with her. Check us out. I was her brother in the show. I was her older brother. Not sure how that worked.
No way.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
That's not you.
So yeah, that is me. That's
similar face on her end.
Great hair day.
Thank you. Do you know what she told me about you?
Chill. Okay, I'm ready.
Do you know you were her first kiss? And it was on camera for Drake and Josh?
I did know that.
That is so interesting. Weird, right? Wow. That's what I mean by Nickelodeon machine. It's almost like her first kiss was an on-camera kiss with you.
Trippy. I know. I'm sorry, Allison. I hope it was okay. I'm sorry.
Do you still talk to her to this day?
We don't talk that often, but she's like the dopest, right? Did you have a good experience?
She's so cool,
isn't
dude.
Isn't she great?
She's so cool.
Yeah. And like dumb talented, like yeah. plays guitar, sings.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah all yeah. the things.
She was going to some sort of concert after one of the episodes we shot, and I didn't get to end up going, but she's really cool.
And she's like cool, kind of slightly a little hipstery.
That's why I was gonna say, I was gonna use the word indie, but yeah. I wasn't sure if I like yes.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
So whenever I'm around her, I'm like, you don't think I'm cool, do you? She's like, no. I'm like, got it.
Do you talk to anyone else from the show?
I kind of talk to everyone a little bit. I mean, for better or for worse, David has brought us all together.
I've seen that. That's amazing, by the way.
Random moments. But yeah, I mean, it's weirdly special because we had this experience. And so what I love is if I see, you know, I see Drake a fair amount, or if I see Yvette or anyone else in the cast.
Yvette is the mom, almost.
Oh, Helen.
Helen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I'll say, we'll just trade stories about like, have you like, what's your experience like when people come up to you and like say your catchphrase or something?
Me?
It's hilarious.
What is that experience? When someone comes up to you and goes, hug me, brother. Like, right. What do you do?
Oh man.
Do you hug them, brother?
I do hug them, brother. Yes, as long as it's appropriate and there's witnesses.
Yep.
But
smart.
You never know.
When is it not appropriate?
I don't know.
When do you not want fans talking to you? Because we've got this down to a science.
Tell me your approach.
Eating. I have one rule. If I'm eating dinner,
don't fucking talk to me.
No, it's not that. It's just like,
don't fucking talk to me.
No, it's not that. No, it's just like, you know, they'll ask me, can I take a picture with you? I'll politely go, I'm eating dinner right now. I have this one rule where I just don't take pictures with people when I'm eating. Sure. If you want to wait, like I'm more than happy to, because I always do. But do you have like any rules? Do you tend to always take pictures or any preferences?
I try to always be accommodating. The food thing is a hard thing because you don't want to like, if you're literally like, if you're just like on drinks and bread, maybe I'll get up.
We make exceptions for that,
like,
yeah.
Middle of like a delicious pasta dinner,
tough.
Mid-bite, tough. Mm-hmm. My only thing that irks me just only slightly is like when people will come up and they'll ask for a picture, and then if you're with someone, they just hand them the phone.
Ooh, yeah. Steve-O said the same thing.
Because I feel very protective of my friends and I don't want them to feel like, they work.
They go
for me.
They go here, take it, and they hand it to your friend.
And I always say like, no, give it to me. Like we'll just take a selfie.
Yeah. So when they come up to you, should they have selfie mode engaged? Because that's what Steve-O said.
Not a bad thing. Mm-hmm.
Steve-O was just upset that when sometimes they would come up to him, the camera would be pointing the opposite direction. Like, you know, you're taking a selfie, but it's pointing that way. So it's like a couple seconds of time saving.
Come prepared. Champagne problems.
So yo,
come prepared.
Want to know about Miranda Cosgrove.
Yeah. Oh, why? Why are you looking at me like that?
I've always had a question.
Trying to holler at my sister, son?
It's not, you're not real sister, brother.
No.
Ah, oh, perfect. Then yes, I'm trying to holler at your sister.
All right.
No, she's just, like iCarly and stuff. She was always like a crush of many, many kids like
me.
Who
could blame you? You have eyes.
I do have eyes.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're colorblind, but.
You're colorblind.
I am.
What's that like? What's this look like?
Can I be honest with you?
Please.
It's a mild form of colorblind, but I am still colorblind.
Oh, so you're milking the colorblind.
I am absolutely milking the colorblind.
Okay, gotcha.
Where I'm not milking it, when it's nighttime, I'm fucked. I can't see shit. Yeah.
It's all shades of gray?
Shades of black.
Yeah, we were driving back from Big Sur and we're on like a cliff, like 800 feet in the air. We're lucky to be here.
Is there anything that's ever helped you with the colorblindness? Like anything at all?
Yeah, it was like a couple. Yeah.
Anyways, what we were.
what? No, Miranda Cosgrove. What's she like?
She's so packaged. She's everything. She's nice. She's pretty. She's talented.
Does she have a boyfriend?
I don't know.
See, this is what Logan's looking for. Yeah.
I feel weirdly protective. I'm trying to check.
I know.
You out
Josh right is all of a sudden like looking at me from head to toe. Like,
you got money.
No, I could do it, bro.
You're nice.
Yo,
controversial.
I'm a good guy, dude.
Word.
I'm a little bit of a bad boy.
In what way?
Like, I just,
like, I do some crazy shit on YouTube.
There's some crazy shit sometimes, but in real life, dude, I'm like a nice guy.
Nice
and man. I'm loyal too, bro. I'm a good boyfriend. No, I'm not. But I'm loyal. I'm loyal.
Wait, aren't you in a relationship?
No, we broke up.
Done.
Don't say you're a bad boyfriend. That's not true. You're a great boyfriend, dude.
Thanks, Mike.
I don't know. Well, don't say thanks to me. I'm just saying, like, we've observed it. You're great to your girlfriend or your ex-girl, whatever.
That's amazing. You know what I'm
saying? Listen, Miranda, I have your fake older brother's.
Hi, Randy. Love you.
Approve. Mandy?
I call her Randy. It's a really.
Can I call her Randy?
You can. It's just like a stupid nickname that only like an older brother type would give. Miranda, Randy.
Oh.
It's very ridiculous.
Hi, Randy. I may find myself in your DMs. I don't know how else to reach you. I like you. Anyways, speaking of relationships.
Yes.
Like I said, you're married with a kid on the way.
In love.
Super cool. You're super in love.
Yeah.
What's that like?
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Yeah, what is that like, Josh?
Oh, it's great. It's all the things they say.
Really?
Yeah, it just feels good.
Can I ask you a question about cheating?
Please. Okay. I'm all about it. Let's do it.
At Monopoly?
We went up to Big Sur this weekend.
Mm.
Just a little boys trip.
Boys.
Saturday.
And we got massages right before we left.
Ah.
And something about massages is so sexual and intimate to me. And this particular massage up in Big Sur, they put the towel over me. First off, she wanted me butt ass naked, which I was a little unfamiliar with. Normally I just have boxers on.
It's the way to do it.
Did you get
apparently,
naked?
Apparently.
Yeah.
Did you get naked?
I did. Did you?
Of course. I've not done a massage
Mike doesn't
in the past.
Wear boxers.
Oh, that's yeah. A fact. Oh, yeah.
Mike gets naked for the chair massages at the mall.
I do. No, I'm always naked for a massage.
If they have
a blanket to go over, you strip down, you pull the blanket over, and you're ready. So,
okay, well, I don't know, bro. Here in LA, when I get the massages, like, I'm in my boxers still. Yep. So I was a little uncomfortable.
Okay.
I was butt-ass naked, and I'm laying on my back, face up. And the lady, I've never had this done before, bro. She takes the towel and she puts it right up along my, like, the V, bro.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Like right up there. So I'm like, lot. I'm exposed. And then she starts, like, rubbing up there. Next thing you know, like, how do I say this? I'm rock hard, dog. I'm rock hard.
Full massive
boner.
And I can't, like, and it's just so awkward because she's like, she got to be like 65. And I'm sitting there and I'm just like, oh, fuck, I know she sees I'm hard. I know it. And I don't know what to do. And I have no control over this. It's not like I'm into her, dude. I just haven't been touched in a while.
Just fully erect.
Fully.
A full loner.
So I got a question.
Loner boner.
If you're in a relationship, and that happens. Is that cheating?
That if you become aroused during a massage?
Yeah.
No, not at all.
Are you sure?
The cheating part is when you're like, ma'am, can I interest you in some sort of bonus payment to touch me there?
That's
then you
that's
cross
clearly
the line.
Cheating. Yeah. But a part spit flying out of my mouth.
Like
a part of me feels like you shouldn't even be getting aroused by other girls than your girl.
Oh, come on.
I don't know, bro. See, this is me trying to be loyal.
Dude, the only thing you could have said that would have been cheating is what that mouth do. Like, if you had said that, bro, we got a fucking issue. We got a major issue, bro.
By the way, I'd never.
Did you say that to
I
her?
I would never say that to anyone, by the way.
Hey, yo, hey, baby, what that mouth do? Like,
no, it's not mouth.
Mouth.
M-O-U-F.
F. You guys, I'm assuming, are very happily married. Have you ever gotten in a fight that you're like, we are fighting and this is bad?
Yeah, that's when you know you're in a good relationship is when you're used to fighting.
So how
like,
do you,
oh yeah, this is a part of it.
So how do you deal with that? You ever leave fights where you both are just still angry?
You know, the whole key to that in my experience is to be non-reactive to the fight. In the sense of, I had to learn this from my wife because she had to like teach me how to be a full, like,
a fighter.
Fully grown human.
Oh,
really.
Okay.
Yeah. Like how to be proper. Like, because I used to have that shit because like I'm only child, single mom, never knew my pop. So I would get in a fight in relationships and be like, deuces, thanks for everything.
Yo.
Be like, I'm
thank
out.
You next.
Thank you very much.
That is me, yes.
Keep my sweatshirt.
Yes. Like, except I'd ask for my sweatshirt back.
Right there.
Yes.
And like, and she'd be like, but it's merch. And you're like, I still want it.
Of course I want it. It's the hottest, softest merch in the game. LoganPaul.com/.
And my wife comes from like this really, like a big, traditional, wonderful family where like shit happens and there's fights among siblings and whatnot. But like, she taught me that in family, you're allowed to fight because family doesn't leave.
Ever.
So you're allowed to... Oh, wait, I can curse. Like, you're allowed to fuck up. You're allowed to not be your best. And you're even allowed to go to bed angry. But for better or for worse, maybe it'll be in 6 hours. Maybe it'll be in like a day and a half. You're going to squash it because family doesn't leave.
Wow.
And that's been a great lesson.
That is a great lesson.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
But like, yeah, it's great. Like, the best part about it is when I was like in my 20s, my best friend met his wife and they got married. And before that, I had been like dating around and never thought I would get married. But all of a sudden, I wanted to be in a relationship because it just seemed attractive. I was getting to that age. And so...
What age is that?
Our age. 30s.
My world record is 2 weeks, Mr. Peck.
For what?
For a relationship.
Is it really?
Nah, I did like a 5-year stint a while back, but I got out. I broke
wouldn't
up.
Call that a stint.
It's a stint.
Yeah,
that's not bad.
Long
fuck
stint.
Stint.
Long
well,
stint.
Got out. Did my parole. I'm good now. I'm back on the block.
The thing to learn is
back on the block doing my thing. But I'm going 2 weeks of record. Yeah, I have a. I haven't done even 2 weeks in a while. 1-2 hours has been good for me lately.
Well, if you want to be in a relationship, don't ask your single friends for advice. Because like my wife and I would get into like, or like when we were boyfriend, girlfriend, we'd get in a little tiff, a little thing, you know, a little argument. And I would call my single friends and be like, can you believe this? And they'd be like,
fuck that.
They'd be
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Fuck that.
You got to hold your ground. Like, you got to stay tough. Yo. Like she got to know. And then I'd call like my married happy friends for advice and they'd be like, yeah, just shut up.
Oh, no.
Like, shut up and do something nice for her.
Go mow
like,
the grass, Josh.
Yeah. Mike is single-handedly responsible Work. For ruining my relationship.
Question, Mr. Peck. Question, Mr. Peck.
Okay.
What if you know it's not the right fucking relationship?
No, but you don't know that.
What if you god dang know it?
That's hard because sometimes your friends can see it and you can't. I've been in that too. That's hard. I don't know. I don't know your relationship like that, but.
Well, imagine you poured a.
No.
Yes.
No, okay. No.
Some vinegar and some
water. No, we're not doing this.
We're not doing this.
Come on, this is how the people stay. You got to get bare. You got to get raw.
No, I got better things that'll make the people
By
stay.
By the way, last note, I'm not, I love that girl so much. I just don't like them together. Love them separately so much.
That happens.
Hey, Josh.
That's it.
During your young acting, heavyset, young Josh days.
Yes.
You did a lot of projects. You were acting a lot. You like I said, you did the Amanda Show, which was cool. You did Drake and Josh. You did a lot of movies. One of which I'm very curious about. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
I don't. Maybe not. Yes.
Can I play you a clip?
Okay, please.
Okay.
Oh shit. This is gonna hurt. Okay, I'm ready. I'm prepared.
I don't know if you guys have seen this, but this was the first time I saw this. I was definitely intrigued.
Max Cable's big move.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You're a fucking lying son of a bitch, Sam. All right? And I hope you fucking go to hell.
Don't make things worse, George.
Shut the fuck up, Millie, you fucking stupid chap cunt.
Sit down, George. You're out of control.
Shut the fuck up, Clyde!
Josh.
You faggot!
I am scared.
Fucking skinny, wet munching
faggot.
Seen
this? Wait a second. I've seen this.
You know
what movie
I really
is
do.
Mean Creek.
Because all you
I've
do
seen
is
this
fucking
movie.
Prance
yeah.
around
I've seen
school
this movie,
talking about your...
And I said to myself, when I get fat, I'm going to be that fucking fat kid
because
he's awesome.
Go. Wait, Josh, why are you...
Fucking faggoty fairy father.
Why are you
I'll
yelling
you
at everyone?
I don't want to hear about your fucking
all
father.
All I can say is you should see the movie.
It's out of context, huh?
Oh, yeah.
It's become a meme and it's become very like viral, this scene, and people can't handle it, which makes me afraid for if you ever find like the scenes where I'm like half naked in movies, which exists.
Oh, amazing.
Good luck with that deep dive.
Amazing.
Be like, what episode of Drake and Josh is this? It's just my accent.
Hell yeah.
But this is from a movie I did when I was 16 called Mean Creek. Yep. It's actually really good. Mm-hmm. Even though I'm glad people love the meme, I hope that people will see the movie.
Well,
too.
It was just interesting because you were like a squeaky clean Josh from Drake and Josh.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden you're saying some pretty vulgar things that I won't even find myself saying.
Sure.
Not now.
But it's a character. It's not you.
I know it's a
character.
But even if it is a character, bro, like the F word, I don't think you could say that anymore.
Fuck.
No, the one with the hard two
Phony
G's.
Phony baloney?
No, don't even say it, but it's the one with the hard two
Farfick
G's.
Nugan?
Nope.
Okay.
You know which word. I don't even think they put that in movies anymore, dude.
I'm sure
just
they
because
do.
Of the
oh, they do.
Yeah.
Oh, they do. It's still in rap music. Rick Ross said it about a week ago on a new album.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we heard it. We
the
heard
owner
the
of Wingstop, do you know Rick Ross owns like 40 Wingstops?
I did know that.
God bless Rick Ross.
God bless Rick Ross. Yes. He does still use the word different time in that movie. What year was that made in?
That was made in 2003.
Man, you could say anything in 2003.
It's a very different time.
You could say anything, dude.
Again, I would say, I mean, the movie won a big award at Sundance. Like, it was a cool indie. It was like
your
a special
performance was great.
Oh, thanks.
Was but great.
I guess what I only mean that within the context of the storytelling, it was appropriate for who that character was.
Got
so
him.
I think the problem is like in any sort of narrative, when it feels like gratuitous or it's just for shock factor, that people would feel like it was.
Shout to the man that wrote the script that wanted to have you say that. Because not only did you kill it.
Oh, thanks.
But there was like a shock factor where even for me, I was like, oh my God. But then I was like, oh shit. Josh is like,
he's matured.
Up. He's sort of matured.
Does your mom, like, was she like, whoa, okay.
No, I mean, yes, my mom was always tough on me, but she was like, you know, she's from New York, like grew up in Jersey.
She's great, by
East
the way.
Coast. I love her.
Thanks.
She hears that every day in traffic.
Exactly.
Like that's completely normal.
She's heard her fair share of crazy shit.
All right, right here.
Driving down the FDR.
A little jealous.
Yo, I forgot about this.
This is you with Ariana.
Yeah.
Wow.
What was that like, meeting?
I've spent a fair amount of time with Ariana. Like,
really?
I wouldn't call us like friends, but I would call us like friends.
When was the last time you spent time with her?
Probably around then. No,
March 22nd? Not of this year, huh?
No. I mean, you know, she was another Nickelodeon kid. So we just, and the guy who created my show created her show. And her mom, like, they are the most generous, nicest people. So they would have like these killer holiday parties and
very
would
cool.
invite all of us. And the trippiest part I'll always remember was like, you'd be at the party and then you'd walk off to the side and like through the halls of the house, you'd hear like this gorgeous voice coming out of nowhere.
Okay.
And then you would like turn and Ariana would like be in her room practicing riffs.
Wow.
And just be like, incredible. Sorry, I just like, this room has really good acoustics. And I'd be like, feel free to sing whenever you want.
That's
sweet
amazing.
Angel.
Because that's amazing.
Yeah.
I heard from someone else that she often just sings wherever she is.
And you know, like there's always those poser singers who like sing when you don't want them to, like at Happy Birthday.
Yes, of course.
And you're just like, yo, son, I don't need a riff on Happy Birthday.
Yeah,
like,
we
the
got
song
this. Yeah, we got this.
But she was one of those people where you're like, please don't ever stop singing.
Ariana's still doing those Christmas parties? Out of curiosity with the mom and all.
You want to be my plus one?
Yeah, I was just,
you can be my plus one.
Yeah, I was just curious.
Yeah. Plus one for a love sack?
Can you get a plus three? That's a fine trade, but could you plus three?
Sure.
I can't go unless my boys go. So
all right.
That's how I live my life.
I would love. I want to roll into a party about four deep, all dudes.
What do we wear? Tuxedos?
Something tight?
Yes. What does
can
the
I wear
Maverick
a human,
store
a human
offer as far as formal wear?
We got everything.
You got tuxedos?
Yes.
Yeah, we can custom make those.
Okay.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure. I have a question.
Yes.
You also spent time with this man.
Word.
Wow.
Pete Davidson, huh?
Yeah. What's the context there? Why'd you bring him up after the last one?
Oh, I see that. I see
what he's doing.
I see the connection.
I just want to know, man, you spent time with Ariana.
Pretty strategic.
And you spent time with Pete. And they broke up. You know,
take a page out of Mike's book on this one and say I love them both separately.
Fantastic.
Oh.
I don't know. I mean, to be honest, this is was the first time I met Pete and we've hung out twice, but we've always had a great, you know, thing. And I'm just a fan. I think he's.
I also, by the way, I love
he's
Pete.
He's amazing.
He's crazy.
Hey,
hilarious.
Pete, bro, I want you on here one day.
He would do it.
He's so funny. And he's friends with a lot of my friends as well. We don't even have to like dive in.
That's my buddy Heavy. Shout out Heavy.
I've seen him as well somewhere.
Yeah, super funny comedian.
Okay. Yeah. That's probably it. Were you typecasted? Are you typecasted?
Because of the Drake and Josh of it all?
Yeah. Like working in traditional media right now. Mm. What's that like? How often are you booking? What type of work are you booking?
Yeah. I think, yes, I'm typecast to a certain extent, but don't you feel like everybody likes you for what you do?
Yep.
And that's what they want to see you as. And I think every single person, like, it's the reason I respect someone like Matthew McConaughey so much, who was like, yeah, I'm like the good looking rom-com guy, but I actually have all this in me.
Yeah.
And if you give me the chance, I'll show it.
Yep.
So I've been really lucky to do stuff like Mean Creek or this movie, The Whackness, that I did where I was like a drug dealer in 1994.
Oh, dope.
Wait. I think I saw that too.
I think I've seen that.
Yeah, like
it's cool to see you not being
Josh Nichols.
Yeah.
It's really, yeah. It's really cool.
Weird.
Y'all forget. maybe it's, I don't know. You're a real life fucking actor, bro. You got chops.
Thank you.
Chops,
real
bro.
Human. But it's also why I feel so lucky to be doing this stuff and like have the social media and YouTube, because, and you know, you've spent time doing both. And when you're acting and everything's going right, there's like no better feeling, but it so rarely is going right. Cause like something's not working, or maybe just the process is off, and you're so powerless because you kind of have to give it over. With what we do, we get to control the whole thing.
Which is absolutely amazing, and why I'm most obsessed with this space.
Yes.
100% creative control. Steve-O expressed that he had some reserves going from traditional to digital. In fact, he said it made him feel very uncomfortable, almost like he made him feel like a loser. It sounded like when he sure. when he was like a, you know, a real actor, like giant massive films in the Jackass. Did you have any of that feeling when you first crossed over? Because you were doing Vines.
Right.
You were heavy on Vine. That's how we met. Yeah,
in your first apartment before all this.
Yes, yes.
When Logan was just one of us, a mere mortal.
I'm still one of you.
Just a young boy.
The only difference is I have God the number damn. One podcast in the world.
Of all time.
Truth.
And a really pretty house. Great friends.
Thank you. It's
wonderful.
So did you have any of that, any reservations?
Fuck yeah. Of course.
You did.
Yeah. And like people always say, like this was born out of that I wanted to tell a story and be able to create and go right to an audience. And had I been like doing movie role after movie role, maybe I would have missed this. But it was born out of the fact that like I needed to do something. And, you know, 90% of the time you go into an audition and it's just a cold hard no. And you're like, you walk in and you do it and you're like, should I go fuck myself? Cool. Thanks, guys.
They suck. They
it's
suck.
It's very hard.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Because like a lot of times when I would do auditions, Hollywood doesn't really want me right now, but I'll be back. I'll be back.
Fuck, you do it on your own.
Yes, but I also, like, I love you guys. I love Hollywood. How you doing?
Okay.
I'll be back.
I love y'all too.
No, but a lot of times you go into the audition and it's like, I'm always trying to find out like why they didn't want me.
Oh, good luck. Get over that.
It's so depressing,
man.
That's
fucked. You can't. You'll never know why. And you'll never know if it was like you were off or the moment you walked in, they had like a 5'5", like, you know, brown hair dude in mind or like whatever. Like you'll never. It's funny. And this is inspiring. I remember listening to like Vince Gilligan talk about casting Bryan Cranston for Breaking Bad. Ooh, and before that, he was like the goofy dad on Malcolm in the
Middle. Yes. Oh my God. Yeah.
But it was because before that, Vince Gilligan was the head writer, creator of The X-Files. And there was like this juicy guest star role of this murderer. And Bryan Cranston walks into audition and he's like, for better or for worse, I wrote this character with a certain look in mind. And he just wasn't it. So the moment he walked in, I'm like, this guy's not going to get the role. But he fucking floored me and was so good that I just remembered thinking, he's not going to get this, but I'm going to call that guy back.
Wow.
And he did.
Wow.
And he was on X-Files for like another episode, killed it. And then like 8 years goes by and he's like, you know, I'm writing this thing and I know who would be perfect. And it was him.
Wow.
From like just being willing to drop his ego and say like, I'm going to go and audition for this thing and do my very best, knowing that there's a good chance I'm totally wrong.
So my agent's tell me about these stories. I didn't fucking believe them, of course. it's like, it's good, you know, you show up and you do the read anyways, just so they see you. And I'm like, man, I'm never getting called back, man. It's
so hard.
And you know why? I feel for actors because a lot of times they're far more talented than the social media stuff. Even myself, bro. Like, I can act, but there are people way more talented than me, but sometimes I'll get the role because like social media following or whatever it is. And a lot of actors, really talented actors, are struggling nowadays to build a social media following because that has become a credential, whether or not you get casted in a film.
Yep. But then there's also that, but then for like the really yummy dope shit, they're like, I don't care
true.
If fucking the entire continent of Asia watches it follows true. Him. Yeah, yeah, like,
yeah. Yes.
I don't care. And actually, it's kind of a negative because they're like, well, I don't want this like super popular person that maybe people think of in a certain way. I want them to disappear into the role. Wow. So it all.
A prime example of that.
It all depends.
Rami Malek. Malek.
Yeah.
From the Queen movie, Bohemian Rhapsody. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
It first off, it's phenomenal. And this dude, Rami, he wasn't an unknown actor. He has a Netflix show.
No, USA. Mr. Robot.
Mr. Robot. Yeah, is it not Netflix? Oh, that's not what I said. So it's on USA. And he wasn't unknown, but when I saw him in Bohemian Rhapsody, I was like, I've never seen this guy before. But it was like super refreshing because like to see really talented people that don't necessarily have the biggest social presence.
Right.
It does make me believe in what might be a declining industry in some facets.
Sure.
Unless you're like an Avengers movie. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, that's the way to go. But yeah, like Rami is a great example. Like I know Rami's always been a great guy.
Oh, you know him personally?
Yeah. Oh. Well, like, you know, just in passing. And like we'd see each other at auditions and I'd be like, fuck, Rami's here. I better go.
Like, yo, he's so fucking good.
You're going to get this.
Yeah, he's so good.
And but again, another guy who like did small roles and just was like, I'm going to do the best I can because I love acting. And even if I'm not like getting to do something ultra flashy, but it all led him to this like moment that he's having.
Yeah.
And he's killing that shit.
He's killing it.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying Rami is like this, but in my stint in Hollywood, I found there are two types of actors.
Mm.
There's actors like you and me, and I'm sure like our friends who are like still like down to earth people, we're cool, you know, kick back.
Salt of the earth. Yes.
I mean, look, I shouldn't be saying I'm cool, but
where you're going.
I'm fucking cool.
You're pretty cool.
Let's be. And then there's the actors who are like, I'm an actor and this is what I'll be doing to dive into this role. And I'm not saying Rami's like that, but he seems like he is like a true, is thespian the word I'm looking?
Thespian.
Like,
marsupial?
A marsupial. How are you cool? And do you ever hang out with the actors who are like true actors? Like they live for the art of acting.
Well, here's the thing. There's douches in every profession. Like,
hey,
look,
prime example sitting right in front of you there, no, Josh Beck.
But like even I find it, at least in acting, I guess maybe just because I'm used to it. What kills me is when like someone blew up on social out of nowhere, but they're like, you know, they just have like an incredible butt or like whatever. And they think they're Beyonce all of a sudden. I'm like, yo, like, I'm so glad you have a lot of followers on Instagram, but like, can't you just be cool?
And that's not, and that's yeah. like, and that's like 99% of creator, like influencers on the, like 99% yo, of influencers are like,
sometimes though, like, they're gonna get hit in the fucking face and realize sooner or later
it happens. Yeah. It yeah, because life will knock you on your ass.
Yeah.
Whether
you're not, you have a nice ass.
Right.
Maybe a little bit softer of a landing if you have a nice ass.
Correct.
When it happens, but
That's about it. I have a weird thing about, well, I respect Mark Wahlberg because, you know, because obviously Entourage is based around his life and he's known for having like a posse, like a group of dudes with him on set, but it's because he wants to insulate himself from all the bullshit, right? Because he's got like these people that have rolled with him for his whole life and he's like, I can't live in the neighborhood anymore, so I bring the neighborhood to me.
Yeah.
And that's like his, because you know, like it's all about energies, especially when you're working. And if you know that in between scenes, you can go and like chop it up with your friend and laugh your ass off and not be like lamenting like, God, I didn't get that moment right. Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
He took it one step further and put his friends in the content. So now he doesn't even have to wait to between scenes
because we're
already there.
They're already here.
What do you think of longer form content right now? So like you're seeing a lot of these people, like you're talking about movies before and making movies. What do you think about people that are starting to make these 45 minute Shane Dawson type length things? And you know, do you think that there's a future in that?
I think it's excellent. And
we made one. That's why
you did one. Like,
side question. What shape is the earth, Josh Beck?
It's a sphere.
Okay. How do you know that?
We're going to table that discussion.
Are you a flat earth guy?
No, we're going to table that discussion.
Let's go. This is ridiculous.
Can we table this discussion?
Till when?
December
29th. Somewhere between the 29th and
January 14th. Hey, Josh, what are you going to name your kid?
Yeah.
Josh, what gender is your kid?
We don't know. We're going to be surprised.
Do you have a boy name, girl name?
Yeah, we got a couple.
Are you allowed to say?
I feel like that's something that my wife will be annoyed
about. Any chance, if it's a boy, I don't know, Logan.
It's just not it's Jewish
such
enough.
Such a dumb name is, no. is what I was just saying.
Do you have a gender bomb for the reveal?
No reveal. The reveal is when my wife's giving birth.
That's not very 2018 of Vijay.
I don't know what to tell.
No, but no,
hit a goddamn blue golf ball. Yeah. What the fuck are you doing?
Whatever you
blow
do,
it up and start a small brush fire.
That's what we were gonna say. You definitely do that.
Which, by the way, costs I think it was like $8 million or something.
That's so awful.
Don't use Tannerite in your gender reveal party.
No,
anything else.
Yo, look, this has been amazing. Is there anything you want to say before you sign off? Do you have any upcoming projects? Anything you're working on?
I have a podcast. It's called Curious. Am I allowed to say that? Podcast on podcast. I would be honored if you would join and the gang. And
we're all allowed on.
Well, you know, yeah.
Fuck these guys. Come on, Josh Peck.
You can tell us.
We'll watch from the
side.
You can
tell us. That's fine.
No, I want to have everybody on, and I'm talking multiple mics. Maybe this video setup. Maybe we'll just do it here.
We'll call it Impulsive. How about that?
Did we just do it?
Which, by the way. Thank you for watching.
By the way, Josh, welcome to Impulsive. You're now a member of the show.
Oh my God, I'm honored.
Yeah, you're the fourth host.
Really?
Surprise. Guys, we got Jacob Sartorius coming on Wednesday.
Wow. Ooh.
Yeah, should be interesting.
Okay.
Thank you guys for watching.
Who's the dream guest?
The dream guest?
Dream.
Drake.
Yeah.
The rapper?
Yeah.
Yes. Probably my Drake or
probably the Drake. Rapper. Like I've been talking to his whiskey company, like their brand people, and man, I want Drake to bring that whiskey on the show bad.
Yeah. Yeah. That's he's the dream guest.
Yeah.
Hey, Drake. Okay. Hey, Drake, we're coming for you, dog. If you guys are not subscribed to Impulsive, make sure you subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. iTunes, Spotify, YouTube. We're going to do a quick audio-only Q&A with Josh right now. I want to hit 1 million subscribers, by the way, on YouTube.
Today.
Before the year ends is what I was originally going to say. So make sure you subscribe. Tell your motherfucking friends. We'll see you guys next time. Take it easy, fam. Peace.
Bye.
You keep those headphones on, Josh.
Don't you fucking move, Josh.
Don't move. There's a spider.
Audio version only.
Don't move. There's a vending machine behind you with 4 layers of snacks.
Good
in it.
Speaking of that,
do not move.
How did you begin to lose all the weight?
I did before paleo and before keto, we had something called Atkins, which was the same goddamn thing.
All right.
The South Beach diet?
Yeah, it was just basically, there's this guy, Dr. Atkins, who was like, eat all the fucking protein you want and try not to eat so much sugar and carbs, you big,
ass.
Yeah. So I would just eat like a cheeseburger without the bun or like bacon or whatever. But I lost, I remember in 2 months, I dropped like 40 pounds.
Damn.
And then in the first year I got from like 280 to 220.
But why did you want to lose weight? That was your brand. That was a part of your brand.
I never looked at it like that. And I always, so funny enough, full circle, I did that movie Mean Creek, right? Where it was like, because before that, the only parts that I could audition for was either the chubby best friend or the bully. Because it was where, you didn't get any dope shit. And I wanted to kiss girls, but that was like a subset thing. And I remember doing this movie where I got to play this bully, but he was like misunderstood. And I got all these cool responses from the movie. And I was like, okay, I did that. And if I'm ever going to really act and be able to do what I want, I felt like I had to abandon it. And people did say that, but you have such a niche here. Do this.
Yeah, for real.
And I was like, yeah, but if even if I became famous being this guy, I think I would be miserable.
Yeah.
And
much harder question. How did you keep the weight off?
Well, now I'm obsessed with working out all that shit. But there's still a full fat boy when inside. I wake up in the morning. I never wake up in the mood for salad.
Is breakfast?
I'm on pancakes.
What are you cheating with these days? What's your cheat?
Oh, man. I cheat every day.
Yeah. Just a little bit. Yeah.
Little hit of dessert. It's the holidays. I'm crushing shit.
Yeah. Christmas is going to get you, bro.
Josh.
It's bad news. Yeah. I'm going to hit that cardio down the street.
Josh, there we go.
If you had two choices, you could either stay the weight you are now and extremely physical fit and live out the rest of your days on this planet all the way even till 90, looking exactly like you do now, or you can start getting younger every day, but you get equally fatter every day as you get younger.
Right.
Would you rather die and be the size of literally Los Angeles at 1 year old? Or would you rather be a fit 9 year old wheelchair man? Answer the question, Josh.
I welcome death. I say bring it on. I don't understand this whole thing about people trying to be younger. Isn't it enough? Fuck, 90 years is long.
Assuming it's a long ass time.
It's a fucking long life. Yeah. Let's wrap it up, goddammit. You don't want to.
Let's wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
Jesus. Yeah,
speaking
I'm ready.
Of Jesus, you going to go, you believe in the guy?
Well, I'm a Jew.
Oh, so, sorry.
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, so you still do. Yeah,
yeah. He's
just
one of us.
A little
he's
bit
a
different.
Jew like
yeah.
us.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a carpenter. Like
he's part of the club.
How do you stay so positive? Like, is there something you do during the day to keep you
Shout
chirpy?
Out Lexapro. No, I'm kidding.
No, really.
I'm not on antidepressants yet. Yeah. We'll see when the kid gets here. No, I mean, you know, listen, this is what you get of me. And then there's definitely moments where I'm with my wife or my mom where I'm like, what's it all about? Yeah. But you
what
know.
What do they answer with? That question.
There's only one fucking answer, right? Which is just like, keep on keeping on. Like that's
Mike says
it.
That.
Yeah. I say keep moving forward. Always.
You also can't be that guy who's like your friends will pep talk you twice a year. Like a good, healthy, like you're the dude. But like, if you ask for more than that, eventually people are going to be like, yeah, give up. Fuck it.
Just call
no,
it.
Don't give up.
Does your mom say to you, I just want to see you happy. Like, is that her main hope for you? Because that's what my mom says. My mom just says, like when I tell her, like, I'm like, Mom, I met a porn star in the last podcast. And I know I haven't been dating, but, man, I think this might be the one.
Do you do that?
I met
her recently. Yes,
she
does.
And she said to me, honey, that's fucking weird. But I just want to see you happy.
I think that's totally right. Yeah. My mom says a version of that.
Yeah. My mom just doesn't want to see me fight with Jake. As long as me and Jake are doing well,
that's it.
It's seriously, if I'm happy as a clam and Jake's not, she's ruined.
You're like, Mom,
I'm not enough for her.
You're like, Mom, I've lost my foot in a bad accident.
Yeah.
And she's like, are you on good terms with your brother? That's the only thing
yes,
I want to know.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can do without the foot.
Hey, did you make good money from Drake and Josh?
No. Are you rich?
No. I mean, I'm okay, but no.
Wait, you did it?
You know, kids television, there's no residuals.
What?
Especially with Nickelodeon.
Maybe it's changed since your brother was on it.
I don't know since you, but I know for the episodes, bro, I thought I was making like 40K an episode.
No, we didn't make that. Holy.
Should we go down in the studio? Nickelodeon studio?
Stir some shit
up.
Talk them up a little
Snick?
Bit.
Were you on Snick?
Oh, yeah.
You were? See, that's what's messes with me because I must have just missed the bus because, man, I used to watch a show called Oh, You Afraid of the Dark. Do you remember that shit?
Of course. Wait. What did they do?
Scary shit, bro.
Yeah, I feel like I watched that.
It's fantastic. That, and I watched All That.
Yeah. And then, like, before that, there was, like, Salute Your Shorts.
Salute Your Shorts.
Hey, Dude.
Cowabunga.
Fuck.
Wait, Salute Your Shorts was, what did they say? What were some of the catchphrases? Camp Anawana. That's what it was. I hold you in my heart. And when I think about you, it makes me want to fart. Donkey lips.
Well,
see, I just missed the boat with you, man.
Must be a generational thing. Thank you guys for listening to the audio only version of Impulsive.
Wow.
Make sure to subscribe. I will see you next week. Time for day. Bye.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.